Ms. Weir's Rocks by Terence Blacker. Read by Susie Aitchison. Chapter 1. A Few Umpires Never Hurt Anyone. A very strange noise was in the air. Sometimes it sounded like a racing car going round a bend. Meow! Then, quite without warning, the noise would toot and trumpet like an elephant losing its temper. Toot! Trump! 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 Toot! There would be moments when an old steam engine seemed to have arrived in the town. Occasionally, there would be a series of quieter sounds, like those rude noises your grandfather makes after eating too much Sunday dinner. And then suddenly, the racing car, the elephant, the steam engine, and your grandfather would return, together. Trip, trip, chuff. The noise seemed to be loudest around Rylett Road. There, the birds had flown out of the trees in alarm, and parents brought their children in from the garden and rang one another to find out what was going on. Is it an animal? Asked Mrs. Jones. It sounds like it might be in pain. Maybe it's a new kind of burglar alarm, said Mr. Edberg. It would certainly scare me away. All the neighbours agreed. Something had to be done about the strange and terrible noise. At 15 Rylett Road, Cuthbert Harris, father of Peter, who was known to all his friends as Podge, sat in his favourite armchair reading the paper.